This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media flagship station in Tampa, Florida, and our Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout, as always, goes out to our military, active duty military, and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, why you're doing it, we want to thank you for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook. Yes, we're still over on Facebook at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, but we do have a Parler page at The Captain's America. We're still on Twitter at Captain's America. We're over on MeWe as well, The Captain's America. And don't forget our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, where over the weekend, probably Sunday, I'll be adding some links to where you can find us on Parler. Just click on the page and boom, you're there. Same thing with MeWe. So if you have alternatives, that's where you can go. And you don't need to worry about Facebook or Twitter anymore. All right. Well, joining us right now from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. And Denise, we have a person that wants to ask a question. I just noticed we got a call here. You ready for this?
Yeah, but let me say that I am Liberty 54 on Parler.
Liberty 54. All right, Very good, very good. Well, we'll get everybody over there. Well, I don't know if we'll do that, but we'll get a bunch of people over there. Okay, is this Mike in Clearwater?
Yes, how you doing, Denise? Good morning. Always a pleasure to talk to you, ma'am.
Good morning. Thank you.
Denise, I am very concerned. Now, I do not condone violence. And I know in my heart of hearts that the president did not incite a riot. But Facebook and Twitter shutting him down like the way they do, this cannot take hold, because this is basically saying, if we don't agree with you, or if we think that you're, you know, whatever differences we may have, we're going to cancel you. And I think this sets a very, very dangerous, slippery slope precedent. What do you think, Denise? That's my question.
All right. Let me just say something before you tell them what you think. Did anybody ever bother to read the agreement that you checked? Because when you agreed to do whatever, you agreed to their rules and regulations, and if you decide to read them, you'll find out they can do what they want. Go ahead.
Well, they can. I mean, they're a private company.
Yep.
The First Amendment does not apply. Plus,
that's correct.
They have complete immunity under Section 230. And they've had Section 230 has not been updated since really the launch of the Internet. Think of that. But, yeah, we are being canceled. I said it last night, I think, on the show. This isn't just about canceling Trump, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
This is about canceling the Republican Party, the Tea Party, the conservatives, Freedom Works or any of these others. This is about going to one-party rule. So it isn't just about Trump. So understand that. I mean, 75 million people, 80 million, whatever the number was that voted for him, we're toast. We've been dismissed. We have been disenfranchised from our own country. And the remarkable thing here is that the House of Representatives, that's where this is really all coming from. And Pelosi is, you know, she's the queen here of all of this. House of Representatives, the representatives are, their first duty is to help us, protect us and our, you know, Bill of Rights.
Yep.
And that's exactly what they're not doing. I mean, how many have you seen, other than people like Jim Jordan and Ted Cruz or
Josh Hawley, or
Gohmert?
Yep.
How many of them have you seen that have stood in the gap to take the sides of parishioners that can't go to church because of these lockdowns?
Yep.
That they challenge their own governors or their mayors? None.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So this is, they don't care. It's it's one party rule.
We have a comment here, just came in from a Steve in Seattle, and Steve is listening to us right now on KITZ Radio, AM 1400. Thank you very much, Steve. He said, Twitter may be a private company, but without the government's gift, and it's his words, not mine, of Section 230, they would not exist for long. This has been... I got one more thing to say here, and then you can say something here. He says, this has been predicted. This would happen for a long time, and if nobody bothered to read what they signed, what they checked off, then shame on them. I read it, and that's why I'm over on Parler, and that's Steve in Seattle.
Mm-hmm. You know, let's not forget that Trump vetoed the NDAA because he wanted, you know, to terminate Section 230 inside the NDAA.
Yep.
And he fulfilled his promise to veto it. But then it went back and it was veto-proof with the number of votes. That's the only time that he's ever been countered on a veto.
Yep.
So I would argue that Section 230 is a pivot point in all things of, you know, the town square for the United States.
Absolutely. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And if you have a question, you can call us at 877-969-8600. I'll be right back with more Weekend Edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why should I do? Why should I do?
The last year was a brutal wake-up call. And proved why you should always prepare, far in advance, for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And you know, if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you want to get a little bit more vitality going for yourself, have a little bit, you know, you get that little afternoon doldrums and all that sort of stuff, then I got something that'll help you out. It's called Balance of Nature, and it's the fruits and veggie capsules. Now, if you're not getting enough of the eating the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables, this will help you out. And it will kind of change your little modus operandi a little bit. And you'll find out all of a sudden you got a little bit more energy you didn't know you had. So for a limited time, if you want to save 35% on your order at Balance of Nature, all you got to do is use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, at the website balanceofnature.com. Or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 and speak with a health coach. So to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have our resident professional question asker on the phone, Bagammon Bob. Okay, Bagammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Okay, Captain. I wanted to know about three things. One is, what did Trump exactly say? Because I never really caught on as to what he said that they're so mad about. I mean, as far as inciting the riot, no, I never did get the exact dialogue. And number two, is he powerless now? And I guess number three would be, are they going to, about the wall, are they going to tear down the wall? Are they going to finish the wall?
No.
And I guess that's it, Captain.
All right. Okay. Well, let's start with the wall first because that's the easiest one. No, they're not going to tear down the wall. Yes, they got money. Yes, the federal judge said that they had to use the money they had left to build the rest of the wall, and then it's done. There'll be no wall completed other than what's been done under Trump, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, you want to take the other two?
Is he powerless? For the most part, the answer to that is yes. He has the power to still do some pardons and commutations.
And make some information, declassify some information.
They're well, as I was getting ready to say, he has already done that.
Yep.
He's already approved declassification. So this comes down to Ratcliffe on what comes out. Beyond that, he pretty much is powerless. As far as the text of the exact words, that he said that they are alleging that caused the crowd to go over to the Capitol building. I have no idea of the exact words, but I will say this. the Democrats are saying that whatever he said was insightful. So they're concocting.
Well. Let me just help you out a little bit here. He invited them to take a walk down Pennsylvania Avenue towards the Capitol.
Yeah, I got that, but we don't. Yeah. It's a matter of the exact words. He didn't say, "Now go over there and go do X, Y, and Z."
No.
Furthermore, people are responsible for their own behaviors.
Yep.
Okay. Trump didn't say go in the building and go into the the chamber and go raid Nancy Pelosi's office. He never said any of that.
No, but Rudy got it going.
Well, Don Jr. actually kind of did too. But
that's
anyway,
right. Yep.
Where we are right now as far as impeachment, I've just read the articles of impeachment.
Yeah.
4 pages. I just got through reading them 3 minutes ago.
Yep.
The other thing that happened that, Pelosi, was able to pass through committee the resolution for a committee on the 25th Amendment on him. So what that really does is to say that, he's incompetent. So there's two channels of what is happening in the House, not just the articles of impeachment. And the threat is if you don't immediately resign, then we're going to move forward.
Yep.
And he's not going to do that.
No.
So, well,
let me
where we are.
Let me go to the articles of impeachment, because this little short guy out of Rhode Island is David Cicilline is involved in this. But the first thing, the one article for the impeachment that starts out with the incitement of insurrection that states that Trump was engaged in high crimes and misdemeanors by, quote, willfully inciting violence against the government of the United States.
Well, there's two things, and it's only a 4-page resolution.
Yeah.
And most stupid text.
Yeah.
But,
Well, the second one was a phone call he had with the Georgia Secretary of State. They bring that out.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you got two things.
Yep.
The phone call and the article and the insurrection. Well, this is where we are. We're in chaos,
mm-hmm.
And I would argue that our enemies are loving every bit of this.
Did you see the last paragraph, the last sentence, where it said Trump's actions warrant removal from office and, quote, disqualification to run ever again, end of quote.
Correct.
Yep.
Correct.
So that's the other thing they want to do. They want to make sure he never runs, which I don't think he will anyway. He'd be out of his mind.
Well, why would you want to come back and take on something that's going to be much worse? And a lot of people are blaming all of this in Georgia on the $2,000. Well, understand something here. Joe Manchin stood with the Republicans and said, you're not having it. And here's the reason why. What's going to happen, and I think that McConnell, right or wrong, there was the limitations on who gets that $2,000 was pretty sketchy.
Yeah.
There were people that would have been recipients of $2,000 that never should have gotten it in the first place. But the second thing is, McConnell was looking downward. And again, I'm not defending him or excusing him. I'm just telling you that with Biden as president, what's happening already? Well, American companies, American retailers and whatnot are already canceling orders with domestic manufacturers, and they're going back to China.
Correct.
What's, So that happened virtually the day of the election. So we're going to end up with an unemployment situation under Biden. How are we going to fund unemployment?
Oh, we're all going to be doing solar and all that. That's right. That's where we're going to get our jobs.
We're at $30 trillion, ladies and gentlemen. So understand what's coming here. There was ridiculous stuff in the COVID bill.
Yeah.
It had to do with climate change.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have to do some hard work here and take the emotions out of this and think of these things clinically. What happens from Inauguration Day on, and that also includes Little Miss Mayor Muriel Bowser demanding that Washington, D.C. become the 51st state, which cannot happen unless there is a full-blown constitutional amendment.
Correct. And here's the other thing. The economic index has dropped by 3 points this month from last month,
right.
And the confidence in the American economy is off, too. And, oh, by the way, a record number of containers got unloaded at the Long Beach port in California from China this week.
Well, it's not looking good. We're under Biden. We're going to be in much worse shape than we ever were under Obama.
Yeah. Now I want to change this before we run out of time. Israel launched some airstrikes in Syria. I think they saw an opportunity to do something and clean some things up, and they did. They blasted both an Iranian and Hezbollah base with some of the Iranian proxy militias, did a lot of damage, destroyed a lot of missiles and whatnot, a lot of explosions after the fact. Did they actually take advantage of the chaos in America to clean up some stuff, like I've been told?
Well, what it is that Israel, in certain cases, can't do anything without U.S. approval. And they have standing U.S. approval as long as we've got Pompeo and Trump in there.
Yeah.
Come after Inauguration Day, Israel is going to be standing alone. That's why these Abraham Accords are so important.
Right.
And that Israel is going to certainly need some of these new friends that they now have in the Middle East.
Right. I totally agree with you. By the way, baseball lost one of the best people ever, Tommy Lasorda,
yes.
93 years old. 70 years in baseball. Going to miss him.
My first husband played baseball for him.
There you go. All right. We will talk to you on Monday morning, so stay warm up there in the cold, frozen northern tundra.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Have a great day. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Try it on over there. See all the great things that she writes about at FoundersCode.com. And get on her email list. And don't forget, Liberty 54 is her parlor handle. Mine is The Captain's America. All right, I'm coming right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to The Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Citing the risk of further incitement of violence following Wednesday's siege on the U.S. Capitol, Twitter has banned President Donald Trump's account. The social media network says recent tweets amount to glorification of violence. This follows a 12-hour ban handed down on Thursday. President Trump later tweeted from the @POTUS account. Those tweets were deleted, along with all activity after December 23rd. On Friday night, the president denounced Twitter as an enemy of free speech. The Trump administration sweeping new rules that would affect foreigners being able to claim asylum in the U.S. was blocked by a U.S. District Court judge on Friday. The president has argued that restricting the number of legal protections granted to people fleeing persecution was an appropriate response to a system rife with abuse and overwhelmed with unworthy claims. The changes were set to take effect on Monday. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed. It is time for our Military and Veterans News Report, brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two locations to take care of you. I'll tell you where they're at after they get a chance to tell you about themselves. But you can always give them a call at 800-659-2080. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, there's only one way to really find out about the National Aviation Academy, and that's to get on the telephone line, give them a call at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take a physical tour. Go and see one of their campuses, either the one in Concord, Massachusetts, outside Boston, or the one down here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. That's what you need to do. Then you'll know all about
the National Aviation Academy. Now, I can tell you all day long that becoming a certified aviation maintenance technician is the job of a lifetime. You will never have to worry about whether or not you can find work ever again anywhere in the world, because certified aviation maintenance techs are in high demand all around the world. So check them out. NAA.edu is the website. 800-659-2080 is the telephone number. Ask to take the tour. Well, there is a reason why the National Guard didn't respond to the attack on the Capitol, because hundreds of National Guard troops were posted in the streets of Washington, D.C. on Wednesday afternoon as that rally began. But there was little they could do to respond as the pro-Trump rioters overran the Capitol. You see, they were directing traffic. They had no weapons, not even a nightstick, a club, mace, none of that stuff. Nothing. So there was nothing they could do. Again, we keep planning out about all this. This is really poor planning on the part of not only the mayor, because she has to share the responsibility first and foremost, because she and her police chief and her emergency management people turned down the offer right off the bat of the Maryland governor to send National Guardsmen there. And she says, nope, nope, don't need it, don't want it. Wow. There you go. By the way, on Wednesday, after chemical irritants were fired in the Capitol to repel a pro-Trump mob, Congressman Ruben Gallego thought of the moments years ago when he entered a Marine Corps gas chamber and he thought he'd have to fight his way out of the melee that was ensuing outside the House of Representatives chambers. Also, by the end of this weekend, there will be some 6,200 National Guardsmen in the Washington, D.C. area from six states and the District of Columbia, all being deployed for the upcoming inauguration for President-elect Joe Biden, and the personnel will be on duty for not less than the next 30 days in Washington, D.C. We'll see how that works out. And also, the President-elect Joe Biden is pressuring Congress to quickly confirm his nominees for national security roles. But it appears the congressional calendar won't permit his pick for defense secretary to be in place on day one, because they're not coming back, the Senate, that is, until the 19th of January. And the confirmation is the 20th, and there's no way in the world they're going to get it done that quickly. And finally, the Space Force foiled an Iranian missile attack with a critical early warning to our forces in Iraq. You might remember a year ago, the night of January 7th, 2020, that Americans were shocked to learn that Iran had launched more than a dozen ballistic missiles at U.S. and coalition forces in Iraq. Well, the satellites spotted that from the Space Force, and they were able to get our troops pretty much out of the direct line of fire, even though some of them did suffer from traumatic brain injury from explosions going off around them. So it is what it is. All right, I'm going to go to the phone lines here. So I believe this is Mel in Saratoga Springs. Is that you?
Yes, Captain, this is me. To reiterate on what you were talking about, the lack of security, the lack of protection at the U.S. State Capitol, this is all by design. That was orchestrated. You know, the Democrat Party didn't want that process to go through, the tally of the electoral vote, college votes. You know, they, as Denise said, they wanted one-party rule, and that was their way of interrupting that process.
We know
not
that.
Not only that, China has their military training 3 hours north of me in Canada. And with Joe Biden, Beijing Biden in office, you know, I wouldn't put anything past him.
How many troops are on the ground in Canada? Do you know?
Oh, I would have to say there's got to be at least 20,000.
3,000.
Okay.
3,000.
What they say. That's what they say, you know, but I don't believe it. That's what they say.
There's 20,000 troops involved, but the majority of them are Canadian troops.
Well, anyway.
And I do believe that because I got that from the military.
Why would this Trudeau have them right in the backyard of the United States?
Why wouldn't he? He's a socialist.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't he?
We know it's going to. Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm just saying. Okay. You know, this is just the first step.
No.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I thank you very much, Mel, and you have yourself a great weekend, and we'll be talking to you on Monday, I'm sure. No, Trudeau, that's no surprise. Trudeau doesn't like Trump. So naturally, he's going to stick it to him if he can. Now, what I'm going to do in the final segment of the show coming up here in about a minute after we take our break is I've got a list of President Trump's accomplishments, and I mean legitimate accomplishments that you don't have to take be a brain surgeon to figure out. There is 51 things on this list, and I'm going to read it for the audience. I want you to remember what President Trump managed to accomplish in 4 years as a president that nobody else ever in the history of our country was able to do. Nobody. Not a single person. Nobody. Not Barack Obama. Not Bill Clinton, not Jimmy Carter, not George Bush, not George H.W. Bush, not Richard Nixon, not Gerald Ford, not Lyndon Baines Johnson, not Dwight Eisenhower, not even Franklin Delano Roosevelt. None of them. Or Harry Truman. And you're going to be amazed at some of the things I tell you about here that you probably forgot about. You're going to be amazed. And in my view, the inexcusable and deadly violence at the U.S. State Capitol, 5 people killed, including a police officer, is being used by the left now as an excuse to suppress all of the conservative and other principled opposition. Now, knock on wood, there it is. I haven't been bothered because I really haven't done anything to upset the apple cart, nor will I. I know the way the game's played. That's why I've been around for 22 years on the radio. And the leftists at big tech are banning conservatives for even talking about election fraud. There are key words that will trigger a warning to begin with and having your post removed. And the second time, you'll be suspended and your post removed. And the third time, you'll be removed and banned from Facebook. We all know people that had that happen to them in the last 24 hours or less. And there's going to be more of it. So I'll be telling you what the alternative is when we come back, and there is an alternative. And it's a whole lot better than what the options are at the moment. All right. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch coming back with the final segment for today. Don't forget, I'll be up in Brooksville at the Hernando County Fairgrounds for the gun show today, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., but I'll be there from 9 to 2.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, are you around the southwest part of Florida or anywhere from, say, oh gosh, I don't know, maybe Gainesville, maybe up Lake City, South Georgia, the Panhandle, all the way down here to Fort Myers and even Naples, or over to Orlando? Well, let me tell you about Moss Nissan. Moss Nissan has got stores, dealerships in not only my backyard right here in Tampa, but also in Newport Richey, Crystal River. And in Tampa, we're lucky to have both the Moss Nissan and Moss Acura stores. Now, here's the deal. They've got over 800 vehicles now in stock at all the dealers, so they'll probably have the vehicle that you're looking for that other dealerships won't. Plus, they've also got great certified pre-owned vehicles, too. There's something to fit everybody's budget. Now, let me remind you that if you served, you save. Pastors, veterans, active military, first responders, all put up on a pedestal. And if you go there and tell them the captain sent you, ho, 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 you'll find out. You'll really get the white gloves treatment, and you'll also save more money. So check them out. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan and Acura both in Tampa, but Moss Nissan stores are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, and both the Acura and the Nissan dealers on Florida Avenue, side by side. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Tell them the captain sent you. Save yourself a bunch of money, and I'll tell you what, you'll be so glad you did that. It's not funny. All right. Here we go. And Steve asked me if I would post a list of accomplishments. I will. I'll do it on Sunday because it's lengthy and I made some notes on here, so I got to make some changes to make it look a little bit more professional. President Trump, in 4 years, item number one, almost 4 million jobs were created since the election. Item number two, more Americans are now employed than ever recorded before in our history. Number three, we created more than 400,000 manufacturing jobs since his election. Number four, manufacturing jobs are growing at the fastest rate in more than three decades. Number five, economic growth last quarter hit 4.2%. Number six, new unemployment claims recently hit a 49-year low. Number seven, median household income has hit the highest level ever recorded. Number eight, African-American unemployment has recently achieved the lowest rate ever recorded. Number nine, Hispanic-American unemployment is at the lowest rate ever recorded. Number 10, Asian-American unemployment recently achieved the lowest rate ever recorded. Number 11, women's unemployment recently reached the lowest rate in 65 years. Number 12, youth unemployment has recently hit the lowest rate in nearly half a century. Number 13, the lowest unemployment rate ever recorded for Americans without a high school diploma. Number 14, under the Trump administration, veterans unemployment recently reached its lowest level in nearly 20 years. Number 15, almost 3.9 million Americans have been lifted off food stamps since the election. Number 16, the pledge to America's workers has resulted in employers committing to train more than 4 million Americans. They are committed to vocational education. Number 17, 95% of U.S. manufacturers were optimistic about the future, the highest ever. That's changed in the last couple months. Number 18, retail sales surged last month, up another 6% over last year. Number 19, the president signed the biggest package of tax cuts and reforms in history. After tax cuts, over $300 billion poured back into the U.S. economy in the first quarter alone. Number 20, as a result of our tax bill, small businesses had the lowest top marginal tax rate in more than 80 years. That's about to go away, by the way. And number 21, the president helped win the U.S. bid for the 2028 Summer Olympics in Los Angeles. Number 22, he helped win the U.S. Mexico Canada's united bid for the 2026 World Cup. Number 23, they opened up ANWR and approved the Keystone XL and Dakota Access pipelines. Number 24, a record number of regulations were eliminated, resulting in the savings of $1 billion to businesses. Number 25, enacted regulatory relief for community banks and credit unions. Number 26, Obamacare individual mandate. The penalty for that is permanently gone. Number 27, the administration has been providing more affordable health care options for Americans through association health plans and short-term duration plans. Number 28, last month the FDA approved more affordable generic drugs than ever before in history, and thanks to the efforts of the Trump administration, many drug companies are freezing or reversing plan price increases. Number 29, they reformed the Medicare program to stop hospitals from overcharging low-income seniors on their drugs, saving seniors hundreds of millions of dollars this year alone. Number 30, signed a right to try legislation. Number 31, secured $6 billion in new funding to fight the opioid epidemic. Number 32, they reduced the high-dose opioid prescriptions by 16% during his first year in office. Number 33, they signed the VA Choice Act and VA Accountability Act. Ask a veteran about that. They expanded VA telehealth services, walk-in clinics on the same-day urgent primary and mental health care. Number 34, increased our coal exports by 60%, and U.S. oil production recently reached an all-time high. Number 35, the United States is a net natural gas exporter for the first time since 1957. Number 36, withdrew the United States from the job-killing Paris Climate Accord. We're about to go back in that again. Number 37, canceled the illegal anti-coal so clean power plan. Guess what? That's coming back. Then he also secured a record $700 billion in military funding, $716 billion next year. And number 38, NATO allies are spending $69 billion more on defense than 2016. Number 39, the process has begun to make the Space Force, the sixth branch of the United of the Armed Forces, and they are now the 18th member of the National Security Council. Number 40, confirm more circuit court judges than any other new administration. Number 41, confirm Supreme Court Justices Neil Gorsuch and nominated Judge Brett Kavanaugh, who became a Supreme Court Justice. Number 42, withdrew from the horrible one-sided Iran deal. Guess what? That's coming back. Move the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem. Protected Americans from terrorists with a travel ban upheld by the Supreme Court. Number 43, issued an executive order to keep open Guantanamo Bay. Number 44, concluded a historic U.S.-Mexico trade deal to replace NAFTA, and negotiations with Canada were also completed. By the way, reached a breakthrough agreement with the European Union to increase U.S. exports. Number 45, imposed tariffs on foreign steel and aluminum to protect our national security. Number 46, imposed tariffs on China in response to China's forced technology transfer, intellectual property theft, and their chronically abusive trade practices. And then there's number 47 next. Net exports are on track to increase by $59 billion this year alone. Also improved vetting and screening for refugees and switched focus to overseas resettlement. And finally, they built the wall as promised. Republicans wanted strong borders. They wanted no crime. Democrats wanted open borders, which equals massive crime. And guess what? They built the wall. It's about to be finished with the money that's on hand. And that is a list of the president's accomplishments to begin with. Now, is this enough? No. Could there have been more? Yep. Would there have been more had he been around for another term? Sure. But now we have to face the fact that we got 4 years coming of a President Joe Biden and a Vice President Kamala Harris. We already know what we think is going to happen, and I use the word think. It's up to us, we the people, to let these people know in Washington, D.C., that we are watching them and we can vote them out as fast as we voted them in. Remember, we're the ones that added all those congressmen in the House. We're the ones that, even though the two Democratic senators got elected in Georgia, we can also unelect one of them, Mr. Warnock, in 9 months when he runs again. Think about that, because he's filling out a term. Think about that. So it ain't over yet. We got a lot more to do, and we need to pay attention. And I'll give you the phone numbers for Congress. 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121, House of Representatives, 202-225-3121, 202-225-3121. That's for the Senate of the United States. You got your numbers, you got your homework assignment, give them a call, tell them we are watching them. We'll vote them out if they don't do the job, but then start acting locally. Get involved locally. All right. I'll be back Monday morning at 2 a.m. Have yourself a great day. See you up in Brooksville, 9 a.m. Bye.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.